Welcome to episode 13 of the Real Reflections Pod. I'm Daniel, along here with Gavin. We got a big episode for everyone today. A few trailer breakdowns, a special review with one of our friends who does not watch movies, but he's a sports fan, so he watched Challengers with us. Updates real quick. We still have an Instagram page, real_reflections_pod. That's on Instagram, real_reflections_pod. We're still on YouTube, Real Reflections Podcast. Same logo, same everything. You'll see us there. Go follow us on Instagram. Go subscribe on YouTube. Review time for these six movies in front of us for our listeners. We have Avatar, the first one, Inglourious Basterds, La La Land, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, 300, and American Psycho. Four of these are in my top 50.
Yeah, a lot of these. Well, I have not seen La La Land because I'm not a very big fan of musicals.
It's amazing.
300's fire. Across the Spider-Verse is fire. Which Avatar is that?
The first one.
First one? That one's aight. I think it's overhyped, to be honest.
I love it. They're so good. They're so good.
I really like Inglourious Basterds and then American Psycho. I love American Psycho.
Is that still your favorite movie of all time?
Of all time? No, but it's probably one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
That's respectable. All right, can you guess which four are in my... I'm assuming you can guess which four are in my top 50.
Here. La La Land, Avatar, Inglourious Basterds, 300?
Spider-Man,
dang. I thought it was... Wait. Which one's the first one? Across the Spider-Verse or Into the Spider-Verse?
Across the Spider-Verse is the second... Into the Spider-Verse is the first one.
And this is Across the Spider-Verse?
Yep.
Okay, so... That's because I knew you liked the first one more.
Yeah. I think since I started doing my rating system, Across the Spider-Verse is the fourth highest superhero movie.
Dang.
Since I started doing that.
That's insane.
If I'm thinking correctly, it's at least top five.
Dang. Out of these, what's your favorite?
Spider-Man?
That's what I thought.
I'll review Spider-Man.
Okay, you can review Spider-Man.
The sequel to the greatest superhero movie of all time, in my opinion. It does not break at any point. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes, the longest animated movie of all time, which is a surprise. Great action, great visuals, good soundtrack. Underrated score, in my opinion. It wasn't nominated for Best Score for the Oscars. I think it should have been. It was underrated, great story, great cliffhangers. My only gripe with the movie is it feels like it ends at four different parts, and that's it.
I think that was the point, though, to, like...
Yeah.
Like, the part two, I think, is gonna, like, help bring that all together.
I hope so. I will say.
There's gonna be, like, two storylines in the new one, in the part two.
Good.
Because there's gonna be whatever Gwen's doing.
Yep.
And then there's gonna have Miles. Actually, it might be three. Because they're probably gonna have Miguel O'Hara.
Oh shoot, yeah. Spider-Man,
so there's probably
2099.
Three. Yeah, there might be three storylines we follow. Maybe, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like Spider-Man 2099 is just gonna be hunting down Miles Morales.
True. Oh, the Spot.
Yeah, he's the villain. That doesn't count.
All right.
That's gonna be a long movie.
It's gonna be a long movie.
I kid you not. First time I watched this movie in IMAX, I went with my sister and our friend. Good friend Tyler.
You went to with Tyler?
No, it was out. It was the closest Regal IMAX, right? And
okay.
He worked out there at the time, not
oh,
at
yeah.
that Regal.
No,
but,
yeah, but yeah,
yeah. And I was like, "Yo, I'm gonna go see this." He's like, "Oh, yo, that's like 10 minutes away from where I work." I kid you not. The opening scene with Spider Gwen, and when Peter Parker dies after he's the Lizard, right? He leans over and he's "Yo, what kind of alternate reality is this?" And I'm like, "Does he know what we're watching right now?" Anyways,
that's Tyler for you.
It does get better every time I watch it. First time I watched it, 93. Second, third, and fourth time, 98.
Yeah, these movies are so good.
Top tier. That's out of 100, Robbie. I'm assuming you're reviewing American Psycho.
Yeah, I really enjoy American Psycho. I mean, there's some weird scenes, but...
Sex.
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of... I don't want to say necessary, but it adds to the storyline.
Yeah.
Because he's like this womanizer type. guy.
Christian Bale does have a very,
Oh
very
my
good
gosh.
performance.
He I'm a big fan of Christian Bale
Very good
because
actor.
Batman, the best Batman. One of the best Batmans.
Yep.
American Psycho. I can't think
Ford v Ferrari.
Oh, Ford v Ferrari. That's the other one I couldn't think of.
Top Gun for racing
Top Gun for
movies.
Racing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a big Christian Bale fan.
Yeah, he's very
So
good. I think that's the only movie I have up here that's below a 90.
it's in the 90s for me, but that's
Yeah.
because I like horror better than you,
Yes,
so.
you do. That's true. I think that's just about it.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Mufasa before we started this.
I did not. But that's okay.
Oh well. Mufasa, I watched the
I've seen
trailer.
clips of it.
It's a minute and 33 second long trailer, and it looks like a franchise bled dry. I don't know why we needed this.
It's just like a prequel. It's like
Yeah,
a.
to the Lion King.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino's in it, so that's cool. I'm a big fan of him. Because he plays Simba?
I don't know what he plays, but he's always
No,
in these,
in
like.
like the live action one. I'm pretty sure Simba's the kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays Simba when he
Do you
grows
not
up.
know your Lord of the King lore?
The what? Do I not
The
know what?
Lord of the King lore?
Lord of the King?
Lord
Okay.
of the King lore?
Someone's having a stroke today.
That was good grammar, correctly.
Okay. No, I think I've only seen both movies once, live action and animated, so.
I mean, same. I mean, I feel like we're doing a bunch of live action stuff that just doesn't really need to be touched with live action.
Yep.
Just keep it in the animated, how everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Don't, unless they just don't have any ideas over there in Hollywood.
Which they don't. However, I'm trying to count here. One, two, three. Four of these movies are original. Okay, three of them. American Psycho is an adaptation.
Yeah.
But half of these movies are original concepts by themselves. I feel like Inglourious Basterds is actually based on something.
I mean, World War II, but it's like a.
Well, yeah, but it's a fiction thing, so
Yeah,
that doesn't
it's like
count.
a historical fiction.
That is a good movie.
It is a
Very,
good.
very good. But yeah, it just there's a lot of reboots and stuff like that. And honestly, I don't know if we'll see this. It depends what else comes out that weekend.
Yeah, if nothing else comes out, sure.
Yeah.
There is a lot of like decent family movies coming out. Like Despicable
Like,
Me, Inside Out.
looking forward to both of those.
I
Well, it's
can't
Minions 4.
Min Despicable Me 4, not Minions.
Oh, it is?
It's Despicable Me 4.
Oh, shoot. We're so back. We've never been more back.
And then there's two other ones that I cannot think of off the top of my
If
head. If
Imaginary Friends
there's
comes
if
out
then there's
May
one more.
17th.
I don't remember what it was.
I feel like the Fall Guy can be kind of family. It's
It's
PG-13, but it
PG-13,
looks
yeah.
like a family PG-13.
Yeah, true. What am I, there's one more. Anyway, whatever. It's not a big deal. But there are some like pretty good family movies coming out, is what I'm trying to
Always
say.
game for that. They're always solid.
Yeah.
They're always very solid.
Which, speaking of family movies, did you happen to watch Knuckles at all?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I only watched the first episode.
Oh, you actually did watch some
I
of
only
it.
watched the first episode and a part of the second one.
Oh, me too. I watched like
Because
halfway through the second one and I could not finish
I
it.
didn't even get that far.
I'm sad about it, but realistically, it's not a show for me.
No.
Therefore, I'm okay with not loving it. I did like the first two Sonic movies, so I kind of want to go back and rewatch them just to be
Yeah.
like, was it always like this? Because I didn't feel like it was. I wasn't cringing at every line and stuff like that.
No,
But
I
like
mean, there
this
were
was,
some cringy lines, just because it is a kid's movie,
yeah.
and kids, it's geared toward kids, so there's gonna be cringy lines that kids are gonna be like, ah, that's so funny, and we're
Yeah.
just like, ah, that was stupid.
That yeah. But yeah, I didn't finish it. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of tired of this,
Yeah,
honestly.
I kind of like the guy that like Knuckles like picks up and trains for like his bowling game or whatever.
Yeah, he was the reason I stopped watching the show.
Really?
Why
Why?
was Kid Cudi in the show?
Where was Kid Cudi?
He's literally like the only black guy in it.
That's Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
Bro, I did not recognize that man's.
Oh man.
I did not. I did not put that together. I also don't really know much about rap, so
That's fair.
I do not know the rap
I just the
game.
whole time I was like, "Yo, is that Kid Cudi?" And then I looked it up, and it was like he was the first person to show up on the cast list.
Now that you say that, yeah.
Yep.
But I didn't put that together.
Yeah. But also moving away from family-friendly things, we have two horror thriller trailers here. Blink Twice, directed by Zoe Kravitz. Her directorial debut, she starred as Catwoman in 2022's The Batman and was also in X-Men First Class for a little bit. This looked pretty good.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
She's got Channing Tatum in it.
Yep.
It kind of looked like Glass Onion, you know, Knives Out, Glass Onion, directed by Rian Johnson, even though we don't always love Rian Johnson here on this podcast because he did The Last Jedi, but that's besides the fact. It kind of just looked like Glass Onion was a horror movie.
Dude, straight up, I thought that movie when they showed it in the theater. Straight up thought it was gonna be an Epstein Island thing.
That's insane.
I straight up thought that that's what that was about
I feel
at
like we could get
first.
such an accurate representation of what it was actually like because everyone in Hollywood has been there.
Yeah, but I do not want that movie.
What?
I do not want an Epstein Island movie,
Yeah, me
please.
neither. That's probably a
No,
bad
thank you.
idea.
That would no.
Blink Twice. It just looked like a horror thriller kind of thing. Were people dying in it?
They were disappearing. I don't know if they were
Disappearing.
dying.
That's almost worse than dying.
Low key, because you don't know what happened to them.
Scarier.
Because then when they're dead, they're just like, oh, yeah, he kicked bucket. But
Yeah.
If they disappear, you're like,
You're like,
did he
oh
kick bucket or
shoot,
he's
what's
still
going
here? I
on?
don't know.
Is he the villain?
Yeah.
Or yeah.
I am a fan of like mysteries and like it like movies that like keep you guessing.
As
Also
am
really
I.
like movies where you have to like interpret the end.
Oh yeah, Big American Psycho guy over here,
Yeah,
if you guys didn't know.
American Psycho, the oh, not The Mist, Anatomy of a Fall. The Mist, dude, that's a sad movie. We can watch that when we do our Halloween episode
Great.
in October.
Can't wait.
That one's not. There are some scenes where it's like, ooh, but there are some scenes that
It's not bad.
it's not overly scary.
Okay. Don't Blink Twice comes out this year, I'm pretty sure. It looks good. I'll watch it
Yeah,
because
I want to watch
I
that.
am now a fan of Zoe Kravitz because of the Batman.
Yeah.
More horror. I'm pretty sure this is M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Shalala
Yeah,
Man.
Shalamananae or whatever his name is.
Anyways, the dude who did Avatar: The Last Airbender, the live action one.
He also did Old.
Oh shoot, that movie looked like it sucked.
I was a fan of it, actually. I mean, it is kind of a slow burner,
Yeah.
but it's good. I like it.
Okay. Trap, anyways, starring Josh Hartnett, I'm pretty sure, who was in this year's Best Picture winner Oppenheimer as some other scientist. It's a takes place in a music at a concert. It takes place at a concert inside of a stadium.
It's like a very famous singer, like Taylor Swift type singer,
Yep.
to compare it to like these times. Like she's not a real person, I don't think.
No,
That's not a real singer.
I didn't catch her
I
name.
can't remember her name, but I don't think she's a real singer.
Anyways, this dude, okay, they and then security comes around the trail and in the trailer, the security comes and like blocks off the exits because they think a serial killer is going to be there. Anyways, it's alluded to that our main character, Josh Hartnett, is the serial killer. I think this could be interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that one. As like a thriller horror like enthusiast, I'm
Yeah.
excited to see it.
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. I
That's
don't think
not
that's
right.
right. Nope. Anyway.
Okay. A man and his teenage daughter realize they're at the center of a dark and sinister event while watching a concert. Attending a concert is probably a better word for that, because you
Yeah.
can watch a concert. That's okay. Anyways, this does look very interesting, and it's also alluded to that our main character, Josh Hartnett, is the serial killer, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think so.
That's definitely what it looks like, because we were briefly talking about it beforehand, and you said he had some guy tied up.
Yeah, in the trailer, it like he like goes on his phone and like clicks on like a camera he has in his house, like kind of like a Ring type camera.
Yeah.
And there's like a guy like tied up like in his basement.
Okay, yeah, so he's definitely the
So,
serial killer.
or he caught the serial killer and he just has him in the basement, doesn't know what to do with him.
I feel like that's so far-fetched.
But that would be an M. Shalamane thing to do. M. Night
Yeah, we
Shalamalama
could
Ding
just
Dong.
say M. Night.
M. Night. We'll just say M. Night.
The dude who did Avatar,
Yeah.
but not James Cameron. Not Blue People Avatar.
Yeah, The Last Airbender.
Yep. Okay. I think I'm pretty sure that's just he's the serial killer.
I think so too, but
I think I would
we'll
have
see.
maybe liked it if it was if we didn't know he was a serial killer right away. However, big however here.
What if he's an accomplice?
That could be something. However, I feel like it'd be very predictable if we didn't know right away. Like this guy was like, "Oh, we're hunting this serial killer," and then like the main character we've been following, they're like, "Oh no, who's the serial killer?" Like,
Yeah.
it's that guy,
I mean, but
obviously.
I feel like he's not someone that does that. He always has a twist in his movies, most of the time. There's always like a tweak or a
We're
twist
looking
somewhere
at
at the
you,
end.
knock at the cabin. No twist in that.
Yeah, Knock at the Cabin was. Did I tell you my alternate ending to Knock at the Cabin?
Yes, I think at some point. It was a while ago,
Don't we
and
go
I
over it again, or
don't really remember
you don't really
it.
remember it?
Go for it.
Okay, so
If you guys have watched Knock at the Cabin, this is G-Wink's
I think,
alternate ending.
and they should have, where he's like, he goes, oh, another, like, once I, like, off myself, I, like, you have, like, 5 minutes to pick one of you to,
Yeah,
anyway.
okay.
So, I think the little girl that's stuck in the cabin, or not stuck in the cabin, that's the movie, that they, like, send her to the treehouse and
Yeah.
just, like, stay up there. I think that gets struck by lightning and it like falls down and they don't do it and we just like watch as like the world just kind of like burns and it's
Oh.
like their whole fault.
Yeah,
I mean, I had more to it, but I kind of forget.
Yeah, I think the apocalyptic the world ending event would have probably been better.
Yeah. Or no, better yet, they do it, but they do it like not in the time frame. And they're like, why the heck didn't it work?
Ooh, interesting.
That would have been better.
Sorry.
M. Night Shyamalan, get me on your movies. I can make you some fire movies.
I gotta look this up. Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah, that movie was. I was not a huge fan of that movie. I mean, it was an interesting concept.
All right, here we go, here we go.
Oh yeah, there it is. You have it.
Was that the that okay, here's what he said. I just don't see why these three saved everything. Like he kills them and then literally all hell breaks loose, like a tree falls on the house and crush the other dude, and then the tree house girls in the
I'm not very good at typing, so
treehouse girl
bear with
catches
him.
fire and she starts to climb down, but the rung breaks and she falls down. Falls to her death, and then they just show clips of the world on the screen. Clips of the world, then the screen goes black and opens back up, and it's like a shot of the world in pieces and floating through space, and it just slowly pans out, and then the credits roll, like an anti-Star Wars.
Yo, dude, that's a fu- Who came up with me? I did that.
And then the tree catches on fire from a lightning strike. That's my ending I came up with. So much better. Yeah, by the time we talked about this movie, it had been months since I seen it, I think.
That's a good. I like that. That's good. I'm smart.
So,
Get me on there, M. Knight.
M. Night, who knows? However, yeah, I'm looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, me
I don't
too.
know when it's coming out, but oh, it's
I think,
August.
is it August? I was about to say August or like early fall.
Early August sounds right.
That I think it did say August.
Last summer movie of the year, which I don't even know what movies are coming out this summer.
There's stuff.
Last year was so much better. We had Mission Impossible, Barbenheimer.
Dang, Barbenheimer was a year ago. Around this time.
We had other things that came out. Transformers, Indiana Jones, even though those weren't that good. But yeah, anyways, this summer we'll have movies. Trap will be one of them. Early August, we pretty sure.
Yeah, I think
Pretty
so.
sure. Anyways, drum roll please, as we welcome in our very own good friend who doesn't watch movies, Robbie Jack 5. We're pulling
What's
in.
up? Oh,
Hi, Robbie. We've talked to you a little bit
Hey.
today already.
Yes, you have. Thanks for having me on the pod.
Of course.
Happy to be here.
Is
It's an
his volume
honor.
loud enough? Yeah. Okay. We're glad to have you. I want to
Awesome.
apologize first and foremost for making you come see this movie with us.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. Night with
Anyways,
the Blitz is better than a bad movie.
that's true. We saw Challengers this weekend. Directed by Luca something. I'm pretty sure he did Call Me By Your Name.
I think he did.
With Timothée Chalamet. Huge fan of that guy because he's Muad'Dib and everything. Anyways, Challengers is about Tashi, a tennis player turned coach, and she's transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of tournament on the Pro Tour. Tensions soon run high when he finds himself standing across the net from the once promising, now burnt out Patrick, his former best friend, and Tashi's former boyfriend. Dun dun dun. Right away, this movie has like 88% on Rotten Tomatoes and like a 79% audience score. I think we all had relatively similar thoughts. However,
Yeah.
oh shoot, I forgot. We got Robbie. Did you come up with a top three movies of all time?
I did.
All right, he does not watch movies. Any
Yeah,
movie he watches is usually shown to him by us, right? Is that a fair
this is
statement?
true. Yeah,
Yeah.
one of the three is actually was shown by you guys, and I'm sure you could probably guess it just off that hint.
Oh, shoot, hold on, let us guess.
It's my three, I would say, number three.
It's Django Unchained,
Yeah, is it
right?
Django Unchained? No, we've watched it in the last year.
Oh,
Watched it in
what
the
the?
last year.
21 Jump
Jump
Street!
Street.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes!
There you
All right,
go.
all right, all right. Let's hear this
Yeah,
number.
I racked my brain for all the movies that I watched. I didn't come up with much, but I did the two I really liked that I have left.
Okay.
My number two was Top Gun 2.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah,
good
Top Gun
pick. Good
Maverick,
pick.
sick movie. And then number one would be Cars. I've been watching that since I was a little kid. I could watch it today and I'd still love it. Cars is the
So,
best Pixar, best Pixar movie, and I stand by that.
you
I
want to
would
pick
probably
one
the
of
first
that?
one.
I'd probably go Toy Story 1 or 2 over that.
No, Cars is phenomenal.
But Cars is up
Just
there.
like that opening scene, it's
Of the race,
like
yeah. Yeah.
lightning. Are you ready? It's like dun 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 dun. I am a speed. Movie's
No,
awesome.
Cars is a fantastic movie.
All right, I'm glad I didn't disappoint with my top three. Oh, and then it's
No.
like turn left to go right, and then he does the whole drift, and
Yeah.
it's like ba da 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 da. So good. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know. I know. Okay. Challenge, Robbie, what were your original expectations going into this movie?
I didn't really. I thought it would be a better movie than that. More of like a lot more sports related, I guess. I mean, the whole movie was centered around one match, which I mean, it was cool. I feel like the storyline, it sounded cool, but and I feel like it could be like a good storyline if it was like made a lot better. The way that it just seemed really cheap to me and way drawn out way longer than it had to be.
That's
So it was
fair. I would agree. All right, that's fair.
there were some also just like mad uncomfortable scenes. Like it
Yeah.
was just way overly sexual.
My thing was this movie marketed sex so much.
It did.
It was basically just being like, yo, Zendaya is hot, and people agree with that statement. And then people went and saw the movie. And
Oh, well, I got an 88 on the freaking Rotten review.
Tomatoes. Yeah.
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 How that got certified fresh is beyond me.
Yeah, I think we all have pretty low scores.
I think I might have the lowest, but
Yeah.
we'll go around the room.
For sure. My thing was non-linear storytelling for something like this. I didn't mind it.
Oh my word, dude. I couldn't stand the jumping around.
I didn't. It wasn't the
Yeah,
worst thing
it
ever. Oh
was
my
all over the
gosh. It
place.
was all over the place.
I was lost at some points. Yeah. It was like, oh, 13 years later, and then it just would jump back to present
Yeah.
day, and they'd be like, okay, 8 years
So, okay, so here's the thing.
in the past,
The
and they just jumps. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
final tennis match represented their careers and like their relationship throughout the
Well,
movie.
yeah, I got that.
But like It's still everything else of the movie was just bad. For me, it felt like a big budget Disney Channel movie that was allowed
Dude,
to
that's
say the
funny.
F word.
Yeah, that is totally what it
And I
felt
was
like.
like, is this necessary? I was like, what's the point here, realistically? Like, what is the point?
It was a very rated R Disney movie.
And like for no reason. Like I found myself cringing so
Oh my
much.
word.
All right, every time a scene where they would actually be playing tennis.
Yeah, in the final match, it
The
was.
music. No, just like any time, the music. It
Oh
was
yeah,
like
any
dun
it
dun
yeah, it was
dun
like
dun.
crappy club
I was
music.
like, what are we
Like it wasn't even
watching?
good club music. It was like bad club music.
That would, yeah.
And the editing was like someone was learning how to edit as they were like going through the movie.
Nothing made
It
sense.
was like there was one scene where Zendaya was like walking in the hallway and all of a sudden she disappears and then reappears like farther down the hallway. I was like, why? What literally what was the point of that?
They faded the frames into each other.
Well, yeah, I
I know,
understand
I know,
how it
I know.
works. It just like why did you need to do that?
I don't know.
Was her walking too long? Just cut it.
Everything d took me out so much.
Dude, those two are the most down bad dudes I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right?
They are whipped with a capital which it was crazy.
That's what I'm saying. This is, at its core, it's a Disney Channel movie about two dudes fighting over the same girl. But since they're over the age of 18, they're allowed to say sex.
Oy, oy, oy.
And
Absolutely.
that, yeah, that's basically it. I don't have anything really good to say about this movie. Pretty harsh about it in my review I wrote on Saturday night.
There were some really weird camera angles. Like, there was one.
Why did we get the point of view of the tennis ball?
Why did we
Yeah.
strap a GoPro to the dude's
That could get someone
head?
a seizure.
Robbie, say that again.
What'd you say?
That could get someone a seizure, but that thing was spinning like a top.
It was,
It
dude. It was like they would hit it, and then you'd be like, "Whoa!" Imagine
was.
seeing that in 4DX, and
No.
you'd
Oh my
be
God.
I'd fall out of my chair.
That didn't. Yeah. There were some decisions I was just like, what the heck? However. Big however here. Hear me out.
Oh boy.
This movie, the more I watched it, the more I had a good time. Because I was like, this is just so bad it's good. It was like
Okay, I can agree with
every
that.
time something would happen, I would just have to laugh.
Yeah, we just kept starting laughing
Dude.
at the more and more we heard that music and
I
stuff.
know. Me and Robbie kept looking at each other just
I
cracking
know.
up.
Nothing made sense. All right, my biggest thing is I wouldn't have minded if they did like the point of view of the tennis player throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, it was
But
just
it
at
was
like the
the
very end.
one time
It
and
was,
it didn't
yeah.
make any sense. And I was so confused.
And at the very end, where he like goes to like spike it and like trips over the
Yeah.
net, and the other dude like
Yeah.
catches him,
Yeah.
and she's like, "Ah, my boys are back together." And I'm like, "This is terrible."
Yeah. It was, I was
Yeah,
very much ready.
I just cheated on my husband, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get
No,
up
for real.
and clap.
Yeah. This.
Do you remember when he like held the tennis racket up and put the ball like in
Yeah.
like the V, and that's like how he knew that he
Yep.
yep.
I know what you're talking about.
Robbie had
Yeah.
no
Yeah.
idea, and
We
I
got
told
you.
him that,
All
and
right, all right.
he was like how did you know that?
Hold on, Robbie, explain yourself here.
Well, I remember like the first part when they were in like college or whatever, and he was like they were like in a practice, Patrick and Art, and they and I forget which one, but someone was like, "This is your tick, and tell me
Yeah.
if you did this or whatever." And I didn't understand that until Gavin told me when it was like the scene when they were like way older, and then it made sense to me like why that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked at me, he's like, "How the heck do you know that?" And then I
Yeah.
explained, he was like, "Oh!"
As that scene was going on, I figured out how to do something with the scene that we saw earlier, but I was confused. But then Gavin told me what it was, and it made sense.
My gosh, the movie was beyond bad.
Yeah, it was something else. It's
Was
a lot of people really like it because they said the performances stood out to them.
bad.
I wasn't blown away by performances here.
Nah.
It seemed like people were reading lines at an average
Totally.
level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could have thrown me in there and it no one would have batted an eye.
That's true.
I would have gave it a higher score if that was the case.
Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate that.
Like, I know that guy.
I know him 100%. Out
right, Robbie, what's your final score here?
of
Can I
out of
hear your guys'
100.
first? Because I've never given a rating before, and I don't know what it's like a fair rating. Unless you want me to go first.
Yeah, we know for that because of that reason, I want you to go
Yeah.
first.
All right. I'm gonna go with a 39.
Okay.
Wow. That's
I
high.
might.
I don't know if that's probably pretty low, but I feel like it deserves like a pretty low F grade
Low
for how bad
F.
it
Low F. Gavin, what'd you have?
We're doing me next?
Yep.
A whopping
Five.
five.
Five? Okay, yeah, I was way
Five.
off. Maybe, but I was too high.
Well, what's yours,
Didn't know.
Daniel?
I gave it an 18. Okay. So
Okay.
like even for me, that's low.
Yeah.
It is
Okay.
unfortunate because that was the second movie that week I had given under a 20.
What was the first one?
Rosemary's Baby. We
Oh
talked
yeah, we
about
talked
that,
about that.
and that was worse,
Dude, I didn't know
significantly.
you guys would give a grade that low. That's crazy.
Yeah, usually no. That's usually I do my best not to go below 50.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, you don't really have much to base it off of. So
Yeah, you have like the
you got.
greatest movies of all time to base it off of, and you're like, yo, comparative, like compare this thing to Top Gun Maverick, and you're just like,
No.
nah.
That's true. That's a good way to look at it. I like that.
You just gotta watch more movies with us.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yay.
Feel it.
Regular guest for every single sports movie is, I think, what we decided before we
Yes,
started
sir.
recording.
Yeah, if we
Anything with
watch a
sports
sports
people come
movie, I
out.
think we need to bring Robbie on.
All
Well, we
right.
have him watch it and then bring him
Sports
on.
special.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where we do a tier list of the greatest sports movies of all time.
Yeah, I
We can
gotta
do
catch
that
up a
in a
lot for
month where we
that.
don't really have any specials.
Yeah. September, because football season starts.
That's a good one. We could do like a, yeah, I like that. Tier
All
list.
right. Yeah. All right, Rob, are you cool with that? Any sports movie we watch?
We're gonna do a tier list.
No, any sports movie we watch, you're gonna be a guest on the episode that
Okay,
week.
yeah.
All
I'm
right.
down
All
for
right.
it.
That sounds like a good time.
Yes, sir.
Overall, Robbie gave Challengers a 39, Gavin with a 5. I gave it an 18. Yeah, overall, none of us enjoyed it. However, maybe it's not the movie for us. We don't know.
Yeah.
It's. I would rather. Robbie, I know you haven't seen this, but I would rather watch Oppenheimer with my mom and not be able to fast forward than watch this with her. And
Yo.
this movie just was so uncomfortable, and I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. So what is that?
I was praying for that movie to end.
Yeah, that movie was too long. It
It
was
was way too long.
too long.
All right, Robbie, what's the average here? 39, 5, and 18. What's the average of that?
Let me get that for you real quick.
No calculator, that's cheating.
62. That'd be a 20.6.
Okay, so we'll just do like a 20,
20.
21,
20.
20,
It
21.
rounds up to 21. All
Okay,
right, yeah,
21.
21.
Collectively, we did a 21.
This is clearly a don't see it in theaters
Yeah.
movie for us here at the Rural
Don't even
Reflections
stream. Don't even
Pod.
watch it. It's don't
Yep.
even
Oh,
watch it.
yeah. I
Don't
forgot
even
that was a
watch it.
thing. Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it.
With, yeah.
Even if you're like a massive fan of Zendaya, I think this is Zendaya's worst movie by far.
I feel like she's been in solid movies. She just hasn't shown out in all of them.
Worst like e even like TV, even worse like t like her Disney Channel stuff was better than this.
She had to get a big bag for this, for her to do this one.
Say that again.
So she had to get a big bag for her to do
Yeah.
this
Yeah.
because it was bad.
So bad.
Well, she did produce it, so she will get a lot of money from it.
She produced this. Don't ever touch a camera again.
That's not what a producer does, but
I
sure.
know, but it's still my best thing I can come up with.
You guys
Don't
hear
ever
that,
get
right?
behind the camera again.
Still not what a
You know what
producer
I mean?
does.
Stop it. You know what I mean?
All right. I believe that's just about it.
Yeah.
Challengers, not a good watch. Knuckles, we did briefly review that. If you have kids, watch it. It's not a show for us. So I didn't finish it, so I'm not going to give it a score.
Yeah.
If I was a kid, I'd love it. for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Challenger is not worth the watch. Knuckles is not worth it unless you have kids. Rough week here at the Real Reflections Pod. Next time up, we will have our May 4th episode. Thank goodness. I've been looking forward to this for so
Me
long.
too. I think it's gonna be a
Star
gas
Wars
episode.
episode. We're going to brainstorm ideas after we're done recording this for what we want to do with that. We want to thank Rob Jack 5 for being on his very first podcast
Yes.
ever.
Appreciate you guys for having me on.
It was a great time. We loved your analysis.
Thank you.
Everyone
I'm
has to
excited to be
remember,
back.
he doesn't watch
Yes,
movies.
please, please keep that in mind.
He doesn't watch,
Please.
like, his top three favorite movies of all time contain 21 Jump Street. No offense, Robbie.
No, none taken. I don't think I've watched 50 movies in my whole life, if I'm being honest.
Have you even watched like 20 in your whole life?
I've watched 20, yeah.
Not counting what you've seen in school.
See, yeah, that's tough now. I think so. I think so.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Thank you for being on, Robbie. We'll make this
Of
a
course.
more continuous thing because this was a
Yeah.
good
Yeah.
time.
That was fun.
I'm excited to be back for my next episode, next sports
Whenever the
movie.
next sports movie is.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's everything. May 4th episode comes out Saturday, hopefully at 8 a.m. Question mark.
Hopefully.
We will hopefully have that. We'll have posters behind us, Star Wars stuff in front of us. We'll figure out ideas. We're definitely doing a draft. And not a list of Star Wars movies. We're not ranking the Star Wars movies because that'll take too long.
Oh my word. There'd be so much like, yeah.
It would take too long. We'll figure out ideas for it. But anyways, thank you all for listening or watching. Again, Real Reflections on Real underscore Reflections underscore pod on Instagram, Real Reflections Podcast on YouTube. Follow, subscribe, like, leave a comment. Send us to your aunt or something also. Thanks for being here.